This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Parents from across Colorado waged a virtual campaign Wednesday, urging lawmakers to propose legislation that identifies and screens children at risk of reading struggles like dyslexia. The state currently identifies students who are already behind in reading. Lindsay Dracos with the nonprofit group CoKid says if intervention happens before the child is behind,
your chance of catching them up is exponentially higher. If you catch a child already behind in reading, the time for intervention is four times as long.
Parents directed letters, phone calls, and social media posts to local lawmakers. 34 other states already have dyslexia screening bills. Enrollment dips have pushed Denver Public Schools to reduce executive-level positions at its central office. The district will freeze hiring, and some people will have to reapply for their current positions. Superintendent Alex Marrero says the goal is to put more money directly into schools. DPS says enrollment is expected to decline 6% by 2025. The largest school district on the Western Slope will end mask requirements. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
Right now, Mesa County's District 51 only requires masks if there's a COVID outbreak in a classroom or 2% of students at a school test positive. But starting Monday, those precautions will end. The decision was made at Tuesday night's school board meeting. The district previously said it would end mask requirements if Mesa County's COVID case numbers, test positivity, and hospitalizations dropped to safer levels. The county has not met that criteria. However, the school board's new majority campaigned against masks in last year's election. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org.